Our story today is called Philip's Egg. Philip was born with Down syndrome. He was a pleasant child, happy it seemed, but increasingly aware of the difference between himself and other children. Philip went to Sunday school faithfully every week. He was in the third grade, 9 other 8-year-olds. You know 8-year-olds, and Philip, with his differences, was not readily accepted. But his teacher was sensitive to Philip, and he helped this group of 8-year-olds to love each other as best they could under the circumstances. They learned, laughed, and played together, and they really cared about one another, even though 8-year-olds don't say they care about one another out loud. But don't forget, there was an exception to all this. Philip was not really a part of the group. Philip did not choose, nor did he want to be different. He just was, and that was the way things were. His teacher had a marvelous idea for the class the Sunday after Easter. You know those things the pantyhose come in, the containers that look like great big eggs? His teacher collected 10 of them. The children loved it when he brought them into the room and gave one to each child. It was a beautiful spring day, and the assignment was for each child to go outside to find the symbol for new life, put it into the egg, and bring it back to the classroom. They'd then open and share their new life symbols and surprises one by one. It was glorious. It was confusing. It was wild. They all ran around the church grounds, gathering their symbols, and returned to the classroom. They all put the eggs on a table, and then the teacher began to open them. All the children gathered around. He opened one, and there was a flower, and they oohed and aahed, and he opened another, and there was a little butterfly. Beautiful, all the girls said, and since it's hard for 8-year-old boys to say beautiful, he opened another, and there was a rock. As third graders will, some laughed, and some said, "That's crazy. How's a rock supposed to be like new life?" But the smart little boy who'd put it in there spoke up. He said, "That's mine. I knew all of you would get flowers and buds and leaves and butterflies and stuff like that, so I got a rock because I wanted to be different, and for me, that's new life." And they all laughed. The teacher said something about the wisdom of 8-year-olds and opened the next one. There was nothing inside. The children, as 8-year-olds will, said, "That's not fair. That's stupid. Somebody didn't do it right." Then the teacher felt a tug on his shirt and looked down. "It's mine," Philip said. "It's mine." And the children said, "You don't ever do things right, Philip. There's nothing there." "I did so do it right," Philip said. "I did do it right. The tomb is empty." And there was silence. A very full silence. And for you people who don't believe in miracles, I want to tell you that one happened that day. From that time on, it was different. Philip suddenly became a part of that group of 8-year-old children. They took him in, and he was set free from the tomb of his differentness. Philip passed away last summer. His family had known that since the time he was born, he wouldn't live out a full lifespan. Many other things were wrong with his little body. And so late last July, with an infection that most normal children could have quickly shrugged off, Philip died. At his memorial service, 9 8-year-old children marched up to the altar, not with flowers to cover over the stark reality of death, but 9 8-year-olds, along with their Sunday school teacher, marched right up to that altar and laid upon it an empty egg, an empty old discarded pantyhose egg. The tomb is empty. Matthew 28:6 says, "He's not here, for he's been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.